out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
Wednesday is the day for a second cup. I loved the second cup feature because there is always the perfect day for a second cup throughout the whole week. So, yeah, Wednesday definitely seems to be that date. So yesterday, I had an intention to do a little bit of work in the backyard. I had to push it off to today. So I've got to get a little bit of stuff done, some projects that I want to get started for the weekend. So I got to do the prep work now. And instead of getting it done yesterday, I sat down and started watching season 5 of The Chosen.
Oh.
And I'm really, there has not been an episode that I got up from and I went, meh. Every single one has just been absolutely wonderful. And it's the conversations that they all have that make it so endearing, for sure. And so much taken directly out of the Gospels and the lives of the apostles through Acts is what they are talking about. And they add to that a little bit. One of my favorite scenes, and just looking back over all of the seasons where they have these beautiful dialogues, is the petition that the apostles had to Jesus and saying, how should we pray? Lord, teach us. Teach us how we pray. And that's when Jesus gives us the Our Father, a prayer that is 2,000 years old. I mean, I just find that beautifully wonderful about our Catholic faith, that we have this rich tradition. And we say it so regularly that I found this article because I thought it's great to pause and kind of break down as quickly as we can in the second cup, the 7 petitions that we ask for in the Our Father. So I found this great article at catholiclink.org that tells us about them. So let's go quickly. We're going to break them down. Now, the first petition, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Have you ever wondered about what this means? To hallow is to make holy. Great. So are we saying, you know, we're going to make your name holy? No. What we're saying is your name is holy. And it's from there too that we recognize and look at, you know, the 10 commandments, where we are given the command, do not take the Lord's name in vain. Why? Because it is hallowed. So that's the first petition of the Our Father.
Number 2, thy kingdom come. And of course, government often seen as a dirty word in America today, but Jesus is talking about a kingdom when he teaches us to pray. A kingdom means that there is a king who rules and people who are ruled. And yeah, we may have a president here in the U.S., but I serve a king and his name is Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Now, here's where we start to ask for things and we recognize we start to really fail at some of these requests. The next one we are asking in the Our Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? So we're asking that we follow God's will, but how often do we want to put God's will aside and take control of everything? No, we have got to not, and we don't even have to set our will aside and take on God's will, but align ours with God so that way they are the same, right? That's what we're asking for. Thy will be done.
Number 4, give us this day our daily bread. The Israelites were in the desert being fed by the manna from heaven. And of course, when Jesus comes and he tells that story, your fathers ate the bread and they still died. I'm the living bread. You eat me, eat my flesh, you will live forever. And so I just love how bread shows up hundreds of times in the Bible, and it always makes me hungry when I think about it. But we're talking about that living bread. So give us this day our daily bread. We need to really take advantage of daily mass and that daily reception of the Eucharist.
Brian, these are falling hard on me this go around because the next petition I fail at constantly. And this is a hard one because I'm like, wow, okay, can we just say, just forgive us our trespasses? Just let's stop there. No, we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Please, Lord, be better at forgiving me than the way I am at forgiving others. You know, this one's hard. Forgiveness is a difficult thing for a person to do, and often we are tempted to replace forgiveness with ignorance or distance or boundaries or, you know, I'm just going to cut you out of my life. And while that might make things seem functionally okay, it doesn't bode well if what we're asking the Father to do, right? We're not asking Father, you know, our Lord to forgive us and then put up barriers so that way he doesn't have to deal with us. So forgiveness isn't about finding a way to get along. It's work of the heart. And the Father calls us to discover and live his desire to forgive us through the forgiveness of others.
That is a hard one. And I had heard Father Larry Richards years ago. It's like you have to hope and pray that your worst enemy is going to be standing next to you in heaven for eternity. That's what that means. Mm. If you want to be forgiven by the Father, then you have to forgive those who've trespassed against you. And that is a very hard teaching. Number six, lead us not into temptation. The literal sense of this translation can be kind of confusing. I know it was for me as a convert. Essentially, we're asking the Father not to let us be overcome, not let us be tested beyond what we can endure. And I think we've always heard that, you know, that if God can bring you to it, he's going to get you through it. So the Father never really tempts us in the sense of trying to lure us into evil, but he can test us. And that's where prayer and that's how he's going to strengthen us to get through those times. We just got to pray our way through it.
That's right. Brian, it was a few years ago that bishop conferences in other countries were looking at this exact phrase, and they did make a change in the translation in the way they pray it. That did not happen here in the United States, but that's an important one. God would never lead us into temptation. That is not what our Lord does for us. What he does do is deliver us from evil. Now, that's the seventh petition in the Our Father. Now, the whole prayer itself is an invitation for us to enter into the life of the Father and for the Father to enter deeper into our lives as well. So the prayer begins with the Father in heaven and comes down to our fallen human condition into a fallen world needing deliverance from sin and death. So the Father's love fills the highest heights and penetrates the deep darkness that brings us back to him. So when we are tempted and we fall into that darkness, it is our Lord that brings us out of it. It is not ourselves. We have no power to do that. It all comes from the Father. And so that's a really important one. So I really appreciated this link. And they go into a lot of discussion questions for you. I think if you had a Bible study or a prayer group that got together, this would be an excellent article because they give you some questions from each week. Or maybe you cover this with your group over 7 weeks for those seven petitions. I'm going to include the link. It's at catholiclink.org. So I'm going to include that on today's podcast of the of our second cup today because, yeah, it's a great one to read it further. And we hope you enjoyed today's second cup. Stay with us because we've got to close out this show. You're listening to The Morning Blend right here at Mater Dei Radio.